This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Back with the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And now we're going to switch gears and talk a little bit about fishing. And we're going to talk with Keith Lockwood. Are you with me, Keith?
Good morning, Alan.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. Your title is Recreational Fisheries Outreach what? Something.
Let's just say I'm a fisheries biologist.
All right.
I take care of a lot of recreational outreach.
I got you. Very good. All right. Well, you know, we're kind of iced up here a little bit in some of the impoundments, but we still have plenty of opportunities in waters that are flowing. Is that right?
Yes. Wherever there's open water.
Yeah, exactly. So why don't we go, you want to go from sea to shining sea, from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans?
That would be an organized
white with
place,
foam? Okay. Why don't we do that?
Out west in Garrett County.
Sure.
And out there, they're praising the ice. Those guys can't wait for it.
They love that that ice fishing through Deep Creek Lake, don't they?
Yeah. They call it hard water fishing.
Yep.
And they're just chomping at the bit for the ice to set in.
Yep.
And it is.
Well, you know, the popular fish, I guess, through the ice is the yellow perch, but there's also opportunities for northern pike and pickerel and freshwater trout and everything else, right?
Yep, and walleye.
And walleye, yes, right. Walleye, yes, of course.
But, so. Deep Creek Lake is a great place for ice fishing. And also, there's another reservoir out there that's not as popular. That's called Piney Run, and it is full of yellow perch.
Well, that's right here in Carroll County.
Now, this is another Piney. That's Piney Run in Carroll County, correct. There's one out there in Garrett County also.
Oh, really?
Right,
another Piney Run. Okay.
And it's a great place for fishing for yellow perch. It's kind of lower key than Deep Creek Lake. It's a great place for beginners and a great place to take kids because you don't have to worry about snowmobiles and things like that.
Yeah, I remember. I think I was living in Pennsylvania many years ago when they had, I don't know, half a dozen snowmobiles go through the ice, and a couple people lost their lives out there on snowmobiles. That's when, back in the 70s, when snowmobile was very popular. I don't know if you remember, if you were here then or not, but that was quite an event out there. Do you recall anything about that?
I do. I remember that.
Yep. So
anyway,
let's talk about the positive fishing attributes. Deep Creek Lake. You drill a hole. And you in a likely spot, and you put some bait down with a little flashing spoon or something like that on a tip up, or a little jigging rod, a little short ice fishing rod, and hope that you get a bite. Is there a way to determine where the fish are, or is it, you know, basically on structure, or how does that work, Keith?
Well, a lot of guys know where the lumps are.
Yeah,
which is out in front of the boat ramp there at Deep Creek Lake.
Right.
But many of them carry these small depth finders.
Yep.
Most of them are flasher type.
Sure.
And you know, they'll stick that down in the hole, and they can find the concentrations of fish, and it's pretty effective.
Sure. Okay. So you also have Piney Run out there. And then on the trout side of the thing, if the rivers are, or if the, you know, creeks and rivers are open, you still have plenty of freshwater trout opportunities out there too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There was a generous stocking this October out there, as there was in all the trout management areas in the state. And I was talking at our western trout biologist last week, Alan Klotz, and he was telling me. Some of his favorite things are fishing, like, for instance, on the Savage River, which is a tailwater, he said on a sunny winter day, they actually have midge fly hatches.
Really?
Yep. And he said, oh, that's one of his favorite things to do. The same thing on the Yacht. He was telling me about winter stonefly hatches.
Hmm.
And he loves fishing dry flies. And then...
You wouldn't think that that would be something you could do in December, but I guess if you get a good warm day and you get that surface water temperature heated up a little bit,
Yeah, that's what he was telling me. And then, of course, most fishermen know, especially fly fishermen, our waters in our trout management waters in the central region and the western region. There's many areas that are holding trout all year long.
Oh, sure.
Late harvest areas, the catch and release areas.
Yep.
And usually with flies, it's something big and ugly, like a big muddler minnow or a woolly bugger.
Yeah, something like that.
They really go after that.
Sure. Well, it's something big and slow that they can catch.
Yep.
In the cold water, and their reflexes and everything else are slowed down a little bit. I guess they figure they can eat one meal today and maybe one meal in 2 days. If they can catch your fly, you're going to catch them. That's cool. And then, of course, there's always, opportunities for spin fishermen. I'm guessing something nice and flashy like a, I don't know, you tell me, a MEP spinner, I guess, like a number two.
It's pretty hard to beat things like a MEP.
Yeah.
Tail.
Yep.
Some guys like the little small spoons, the little gold spoons, things like that.
Yeah, my favorite trout lure is Castmaster, but
and then,
that's me.
Yeah, and then even, like Rapala and stuff, they make really small swimming minnows.
They do.
Oh boy, when a trout sees a minnow going by or what looks like a really small fry.
Yep.
Trout, they just can't help themselves.
And I know guys that use little tiny 16th ounce and 32nd ounce jig heads with tiny twister tails on them in a variety of colors.
Yep.
Too for trout. So
yeah, those kinds of things will work well too.
It's all good. All right, well, good. Let's talk about Central Maryland, some of the tidal rivers, maybe even the lower eastern shore type of places where you might have some open water or some areas where you've got a little bit of a flow there. What are we talking there?
Well, the largemouth bass guys, they can't sit still for too long.
No, they like those largemouth, yeah.
And they pick their days, and where we're at now is kind of a mantra called slow, deep, and small.
Yeah.
And, guys are fishing the deeper waters. If it's, like the tidal river, they're down in the channel edges.
Sure.
In a reservoir or lake, they'll find some deep water off a steep edge. And they'll be fishing things like jigs with a craw imitation on it.
Mm-hmm.
Really slow, just
crawling it along.
It off
yep.
The bottom.
Yep.
Some guys like they call it slow rolling of spinnerbait, and just getting the blades to just barely move and move that along the bottom. And then, of course, there's the blade lures. They're an old-time favorite. And guys will take those blade lures and put them down and just literally just twitch them.
Like sonars and cicadas and things like that, sure.
Yep. And as most of them will tell you, it's not a strike. It's a very subtle pickup.
It just makes a little heavy feeling on your line, you better be setting the hook at that point. And even in some of the reservoirs, some of the still water, I guess the Hopkins spoon. Some guys still use the Hopkins spoon and just jig them slowly up and down. But that's largemouth is they'll bite year round. Chain pickerel tend to. I think chain pickerel is one of the most exciting fish for in the wintertime.
This is their time of the year.
Yep.
They love cold water.
Yes, they do. Yep.
And now that the grass beds have diminished, it's just a wonderful opportunity to catch them. And they just tend to go after something with total abandon. They pretty much attack anything that's moving.
Well, I know, like on the Potomac in the district down there, those spoil piles and rock piles and concrete piles. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys ply those for crappie too in the wintertime.
Oh yeah, that's a real famous go-to place for crappie.
The spoils, I think they call it.
They're schooling up now in deeper water, and some of the favorite places to target, for instance, on tidal rivers is marina docks, where they're in deep water. Along the Fort Washington area, there's some of those marinas. Those crappie are schooled up along, in the deep water near those piles.
Yep.
And I've been hearing about the lower Susquehanna, the same thing in the Perryville area.
Really?
Yep, but they've been catching crappie up there off those piers that, go out into the river.
Okay.
And, of course, if you're in a, in a lake or something, you can look for brush piles and stuff. And some of our regional biologists actually put brush piles out into some of these lakes.
Like I'm telling. Lake. Yeah, are they part of the Maryland Artificial Reef Initiative?
No.
I know. Hey, look, the reservoir guys used to gather up all the Christmas trees and dump them out somewhere. So
that's basically what some of our regional biologists
Sure, do. Absolutely. Hang on there, Keith. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Certainly.
All right. Hey, the Great American Outdoor Show is February 1st through the 9th. The Wild is Calling at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more, celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans, featuring the NRA country concerts, including the just-announced Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA banquet and auction, the Wall of Guns raffle, archery competitions, and tons of speaking events and interactive displays. The Wild is Calling, and tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. February 1st through 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. I enjoy the memories of my hunts as much as I enjoy hunting. The best way to honor the game that you have taken is by preserving your trophy through taxidermy. My taxidermist is Don Travis of Travis Taxidermy near Chestertown. Don has mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, and my pronghorn antelope with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. With over 40 years of experience, Travis Taxidermy has completed specimens from wood ducks to whitetails for thousands of Maryland hunters to the exotic big game animals of Africa and Alaska and beyond. But he would just as soon see you with your buck or your youngster's first goose. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he's not. Nor is he the most expensive, but in my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have been transforming skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of your hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107. Stop by the showroom or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for over 40 years. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finks is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shop. shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade.
All right. Fresh as a lemonade. That's what I'm thinking about right now. How about a hot cup of hot chocolate there, Keith? What do you think?
that would work.
Is it snowing where you are?
No, it's not. It's just as still as a windless fog. I mean, it's not foggy here, but it is just absolutely still.
Yeah. Yeah. We are anticipating this giant snowstorm to strike. What is this storm's name? When did we start naming winter storms, by the way?
I don't know. You know, they're just so usually, but they were good old Northeasters.
That's right, and that's what we're talking about. All right, we haven't picked on catfish too much.
Nope.
Tell us about
tame pickerel. And
yeah, we were.
Yep, the channel catfish is a wonderful thing to fish for in the winter. They're active, you know, they don't hunker down as much as some of the other fish. And we've got great channel catfish populations in some of the tidal rivers on the eastern shore, such as the Chester and the Sassafras and the Choptank, Nanticoke, and then, of course, the Susquehanna, the Elk River. Those are great places to fish for channel catfish. Of course, the Potomac and the Patuxent.
Sure.
They all have great channel catfish.
Now, tell us what your choice of bait would be for channel cats.
You know, when I go channel cat fishing, it's usually like not a whole lot of planning. It's just like, you know, I've got like an hour and the tide is right.
Yep.
And I got myself a fork stick and a little bit of time.
Yep.
Sometimes I keep stuff in the freezer.
Like?
Menhaden or something like that.
Okay.
But, and chicken livers work well if you can keep it on the hook.
Yep.
Night crawlers will work if you don't have pesky bluegills and things like that around.
Yep.
But I have found one of my favorite things to do, where I fish for them here in the Choptank River, is to use a couple of worms and catch some fresh white perch.
Yep.
And I cut that white perch, and it's fresh, and it's, you know, bleeding, and that seems to work the best.
Cut bait, fresh cut bait, not stinky stuff or anything like that, but fresh cut bait seems to work best for any of the catfish species, in my experience.
Mine too.
One fella told me, yeah.
Lots of different things, but.
One guy told me bluegill innards, you know. Okay, why not just bluegill? But no, he said bluegill innards, that's the best, you know, just wrap everything around the hook and toss it out there. I guess that would work. But I'm thinking cut bait, cut bluegill, cut white perch. I have been in the last year or so putting a few peelers, salting a few peelers down and throwing them in the freezer. And you take them out and thaw them out a little bit, and cut peelers work really good for winter catfish.
So, oh, definitely.
Yeah. If you think far enough ahead that you're going to go catfishing in the winter, you can take some of those leftover peelers and peel them out and salt them down and thaw them out in the wintertime. And, you know, you can pack them individually or however you want to throw them in the freezer. But that'll work also for catfish.
Yeah, it's funny. We get some of these summers where we get a lot of rain.
Yeah.
The salinities get depressed. And where I fish here in the lower chop tank, it's a hoot when we're fishing for croakers and we're using peeler crab. We're doing double headers on big channel catfish.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah. Well, the catfish, and that's good winter eating, too. Now, look, if you like to fish for catfish, I'm going to toss this out here to you and tell you, and I'll let you tell me what you think. I've had people over the years tell me about, you know, well, my dad used to clean catfish, say, nail them to a tree or nail them to a board and cut around the head and just peel them, you know, down with the pliers and that type of thing. When I was a kid, I had a bag of bluegill or bullheads at one point, and accidentally, when I was getting ready to clean them, accidentally turned the hot water on in the sink in our basement. And guess what? That hot water, when you hit them with that hot water, and you don't have to do them long, but it's kind of like scalding a tomato.
When you
hit them with that hot water, A, kills them instantly. B, you can peel the skin off like a grape. I mean, it's unbelievable. There's no effort involved, and you got a nice, clean catfish there. You still slice it around the head, of course. You can peel, but you don't have to get the pliers and nail them to a tree or anything like that. You know, you can get them cleaned off real quick like that.
I'll have to give that a try.
Give that a try. Just hit them with some hot tap water and see what happens. Let me know.
I will.
Speaking of warm water.
We like eating them over here.
Yeah, me too. Speaking of warm water, let's talk about striped bass at the power plant discharges.
Yeah, that'll be happening this spring. Probably guys will start poking around over there in January.
Yeah.
The Calvert Cliffs power plant warm water discharge is a very popular place to go. I fish there quite a bit when I get a chance.
Well, there's a warm water discharge at Dickerson, I believe, on the Potomac, up that way?
There is. I think we've got about 7 fossil fuel plants in Maryland.
And there's one at White Marsh?
We've got Dickerson is pretty popular up there. You know, it's up around Frederick, Montgomery County line.
Right, right.
I'm not sure if you or your listeners are aware, though, that they're going to shut it down. It's scheduled to
really?
Shut down.
No, I did not.
Yeah, I think, I can't remember exactly, but I think in about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Chalk Point also.
Right.
On the Patuxent.
Yep. Chalk Point.
They're scheduled to shut that one down, too.
White Marsh also?
That one I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
But, you know.
Well, anybody that has any suggestions or comments or questions, you're certainly welcome to call, and you're certainly welcome to call and get in the muzzleloader contest. We haven't shut that down. The phone number is still the same, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. If you'd like to get in the muzzleloader contest, please give us a call. You don't necessarily have to go on the air while we have Keith on the air, but if you have a question about winter fishing and have any questions or comments about what you've heard so far, give us a call here at 410-922-6680, 800-WCBM-680, same number, 922-6680, and we'll ask your question, and we'll get you in the contest, too. Right, Keith? You don't want people to stop calling just because you're on there, right?
Oh, man.
So
anyway, we were talking about the Dickerson Power Plant.
Yes, we were. Go ahead.
In there, Alan, but it's a nice place to fish. You know, there's actually parking there. Some
yep.
of these plants you can't park. For instance, the Morgantown Power Plant.
Right.
Which is on the Potomac, just below the 301 bridge. That's another popular one, but you can only get there by boat.
Sure.
And, of course, the same with Calvert Cliffs. But the rewards are fun. There's usually a mix of striped bass there and heck, one time at Calvert Cliffs, I even caught an American shad. That was pretty funny.
That's wild. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
He must have put his nose into that warm plume, and it felt real good.
Exactly.
Stay there for a while.
How about that? Well, hang on there a minute. Hang on there a minute, Keith. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Everybody complains about the boss once in a while, even though most of us get along with the person in the corner office. But 1 in 4 workers say they really dislike their boss. Here are some of the reasons why. Thanks to modern technology, the boss knows nearly everything you're doing at work. Data from Career Builder show half of U.S. employers monitor employee internet use and nearly a third monitor emails. Instant message and text message monitoring are also increasing, and it's not that uncommon for bosses to discipline or even fire a worker for his or her electronic activities. Some workers can't get over the fact that the boss is younger than they are, and age discrimination is growing. Age bias claims filed with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission jumped 44% in the last 12 years. Almost one-third of bosses say they've checked on workers who are out sick to make sure they're not faking. And other data show it's true that many bosses hire, fire, or promote workers based on factors like looks, weight, and whether or not you have children. This is the Wall Street Journal report.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace, in the convenience of home. It's as easy as watching TV. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 866-569-MATH. With Math Made Easy, your child will always be prepared and one step ahead. Call now, 866-569-MATH. That's 866-569-6284. Or visit us at...
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a steel. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy Storm's squeezing. Ooh, white lightning.
All right, we're back with Keith Lockwood. Sorry about the Wall Street Journal and the attendant commercials with that, ladies and gentlemen. We're under contract to run that during my show, so just have to do that. That's a station thing. So, sorry about that, Keith. We just...
No worries. You got to pay the bills.
Yeah, we got to do that. So, let's talk to Andy in Catonsville. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I wanted to say hello to Keith and thank him for that My First Fish contest. I had three youngsters that got awards.
Oh, nice talking to you, Andy.
Yeah, and when they caught the fish, just like that gentleman's son there that got the deer, says, I got it. And you could see the expression on their face. That was worth the whole day's fishing.
Oh, that's great. And again, I always like to thank parents, or I should call them mentors, for taking kids fishing. I really, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you for taking them.
Yeah, I was fishing in Kent Narrows a couple of years ago, I think I told you, and this fish jumped behind the boat. I had my little aluminum boat, not the big one. I didn't know what it was, so I put on like a chunk of peeler, and it snapped a monofilament line. Then I got one rod with that, I guess it's Power Pro or that stuff, you know, it doesn't break, and it was a 36-inch channel catfish. He had stood up on his tail.
Wow.
And, they were catching quite a bit there, because I didn't know what he was, you know, and somebody told me, said they sometimes just jump right out of the water. If I'd have had a camera, it was just like you see on television.
That's cool.
You know. That's hey, Keith, cool. There didn't seem to be many croaker in Eastern Bay this year. There was a lot of white perch, you know.
No, we're all of us who love croaker fishing, which is, you know, just such a wonderful thing in the summer, we're all kind of, I don't know if we want to say crying the blues, but we're kind of missing those big 14, 16-inch croakers. The croakers slipped off a little bit, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I was doing great on perch, and I did notice sometimes when I pull up oysters in the past years, you had a box or a dead oyster and all, and lately, this last year, they were live oysters I happened to hook into.
Oh, it's definitely a good time for oysters. Yeah, they're doing very well on oysters.
Yep.
Well, if the oyster's doing right well now, so the fishing should be good this summer. Should be a lot of food on those beds. Hopefully.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, they love that hard bottom.
Yeah.
All right,
they
Andy.
They were alive and all, so it was pretty good. I mean, the perch were really nice and big perch. They were 12, 13 inches.
Oh. Good deal. Hey, Andy, thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Yep, have a good holiday. There he goes. Let's talk to Gary in Baltimore. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Hi. Hey. any fishing in the Tuckahoe Creek?
Keith?
Tuckahoe Creek.
Is there any fishing? Is that what?
Yeah, that's the question. Tuckahoe Creek.
Certainly. In the Tuckahoe, we certainly have got channel catfish. You get up around the Hillsboro area, and there's a mix of things like chain pickerel, largemouth bass, still it's just channel catfish in there, bluegills. And if you go up farther up towards the park, there's a place that you can get to off of Horseshoe Road. It's called Grinders. It's a long trail that goes back in the woods. And that's a nice place to fish back in there. And you'll get a mix of largemouth bass, pickerel, even trout. Because you're only about three-quarters of a mile from Krause Mill Dam, which is where they stock trout. So you can actually catch trout in there also. And then, of course, up at the dam is where they stock trout.
Thank you.
State fishery.
There you go, Gary. What do you think of that, huh?
All right.
Good information. Yep. Hey, Keith, we got an email from a listener who said about Carroll Island Power Plant, the one I was referring to as White Marsh. Thinks it may be closed because the public trashed it up too much, but he's checking on that. He's not sure about that yet. So whether they reopened it or not, he's not sure. So I don't know if that's true or not. That's the one I was referring to as White Marsh. You know, I know you guys used to fish that power plant, so.
Yeah, I've never been up there, but I've heard guys talk about it.
Yeah.
And they've caught some big largemouth bass there. And catfish and things like that.
Sure. Yes, indeedy.
You know, Alan, Andy was talking about croakers a little bit.
Yeah.
And some things that have come by me, with talking to fishermen, you know, on the lower Potomac, where the Wicomico River comes in, Bushwood area, that was always a go-to place for the first croakers that come in the spring.
Right.
And that fishery has kind of changed. What it is now is blue catfish.
Yeah.
In about the 16-inch size range.
Yep.
18 inches. And guys are able to load coolers up with those things.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope they do.
Eating. Sure. The smaller ones are excellent to eat.
We talked to, I don't know if you, I think you were at the Mermaid Kiss event, weren't you, at the aquarium?
No, I wasn't.
I missed. Okay. I was talking to one of the guys that has a wholesale fish operation. They have standing orders for 2014 for 300,000 pounds of blue catfish right now, commercially caught wild fish.
Wow.
So the commercial guys are going to help us with our invasive issue, so to speak. So
yeah, well, you know, when they're small like that, anything under about 20 inches is really, really good eating.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
You know, it's some of our listeners who've got a small boat or they can get to that. There's actually a dock and a boat ramp there at Bushwood.
Bushwood, yeah.
You know, they can load up on some tasty blue cats.
That's good. Well,
and of course, when they get up 30, 40 pounds, the table fare tends to start to slide.
Yeah, a little bit. So.
But, actually, there's a lot of guys that will eat them that large, too.
Sure.
They just love fish.
Yeah, you just got to like fish, that's all.
Yep.
You can deep fry them when they get to that point. Bread them deep fry them. So, all right, hang on there, Keith. When you go hunting or fishing on the Eastern Shore, be sure to stop by Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island for the largest selection of hunting gear, apparel, and fishing tackle. Chesapeake Outdoors has firearms and ammunition for deer and waterfowl, compound and crossbows by Matthews and Excalibur, outdoor clothing and camo by Under Armour and Drake Waterfowl, hunting boots, hip boots, and waders, goose and duck calls, and every accessory you need for your hunt or even for that Christmas gift for that sportsman. The friendly and knowledgeable staff can help you find what you need. Services at Chesapeake Outdoors include goose and duck picking. Keep that in mind for when the season comes in next Tuesday, December 17th. Bow tuning and repair, custom arrows, scope mounting, and much more. They even have the Bubba Blade knives, which makes a great gift for a sportsman, and ice for your cooler. For fishermen, you need it, they got it. From panfish to rockfish, you're covered. Chesapeake Outdoors, just off Route 50 at Dominion Road, exit 39B. That's Route 50 East on Kent Island. Call 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Hey, the Wild is calling, the Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st through the 9th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by The Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much, much more celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans. Featuring the NRA country concerts, including the just announced Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA banquet and auction, the Wall of Guns raffle, the archery competitions, and tons of speaking events and interactive displays. The Wild is calling. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org, February 1st through 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And don't forget, Clyde Sports Shop is ready for waterfowl season and muzzleloader season with great firearms from Browning, the BPS pump shotgun, the new A5 with a 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee, the Maxis shotgun, the gold 10 gauge, gold light 10 gauge, all in camo at Clyde Sports Shop. Those great Thompson Center muzzleloaders, and you can check it all out at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. The website is ClydeSports.com. The fishing hotline, 247-3474. That's 247-FISH.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers live Louisiana blue crabs during the off-season. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live crabs at NBS Seafood. You can enjoy your crabs tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that fresh steamed crabs are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have the crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood now has Chincoteague and Pocomoke oysters in the shell or by the pint. Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-cut Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights, too. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number is 410-271-3202, 410-271-3202 for live crabs. NBS Seafood, no bull stuff sold here. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
All right, we're back with Keith Lockwood. Let's talk to Walt in Catonsville. Good morning, Walt. Thanks for calling. How you doing?
Hi, good morning, Alan.
Good.
I have a question. Isn't there some kind of warm water discharge near the Key Bridge?
There is, I think, on the south side. And then I think there's, I've never been there, but there's a power plant on Sparrows Point.
Right.
And I suspect that there's some kind of canal going out into the Patapsco.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard of, I know guys in the past have fished, there's a warm water discharge also on the south side. I've never been there, but I've heard about it.
I've heard about it too, and I've never been there. Also, I know one near the mouth of the Patapsco.
I've heard about Parrish too, but I've never been there.
There's one where they burn the trash.
Okay. Yeah, some of these fossil fuel plants now, they're kind of like the dual fuel that we hear about on cars. They're burning trash. Some of them are even burning wood chips.
Oh. Yeah, I knew there was a small spot up near the mouth of the Patapsco River. It's pretty small, but you can get a couple boats in there, and it's obvious where that warm water is coming up. And they're running the. All you got to do is look at the smokestack or give them a call. They'll tell you if they're burning. And if they're burning, they're running hot water. And my friends have talked about catching catfish up there and an occasional rockfish this time of year.
I would not doubt it. And I've actually talked to guys who, you know, that's their home turf up there, and they've actually found really small ones. For instance, I've heard there's a really small warm water discharge coming out over by Domino Sugar and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
that's
they're
a
small,
spot.
And they're kind of secret, I guess, to some of the guys, but they find them.
Yep. It doesn't take much to hold them.
In the water.
That's somebody's sweet spot over there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Thanks, Walt. Appreciate the call. There he goes. Let's talk about offshore fishing, Keith.
Well, right now until the 31st, sea bass fishing.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good. Obviously, the guys have got to pick their days, but they're getting limits around the rails, either jigging or using bait. And actually, right now is prime time in Ocean City. They've got striped bass that are coming down from up north. They arrived about a week and a half ago. And last week was off the wall. So there's guys out there trolling, like stretch 25s and mojos and parachutes and things like
these
that.
These are big baits for big fish. Stretch 25s is a big lure that dives. It's a crankbait, basically, that dives to 25 feet deep. It's made by Rebel, isn't it? No. Who makes a
Storm, maybe?
Is it Storm or Mans? Or it's one of them.
Mans. Anyway,
Mans? Yeah, okay. Stretch 25 is a big deep diving crankbait. And if they're fishing 25 feet and those fish hit, they got to be 28 inches to keep off the coast, right?
That's correct. And no problem there.
Yeah, they're catching
they're
big
catching
fish.
Some really big ones.
Yep.
Some of the course, you know, they have to stay within 3 miles of the shore.
Sure.
But places they, like Little Gull Shoals, Fenwick Shoals, up in off of Bethany, there's a place they call Sea Colony. I guess it's their like a townhouse,
mm-hmm.
whatever condominiums. That's been a really good spot.
Good.
And then just south of the Ocean City Inlet, then people have been limiting out, and they're big fish. So it's a real thrill.
So Ocean City's the place for big striped bass and tautog and sea bass. Now tautog, that's an interesting fish to try and catch. You know, they get them mixed in with the sea bass. I don't know that the guys particularly target tautog when they've got plenty of sea bass, but one of my favorite fish to try and catch, I'll tell you that. That's for sure on the wrecks. Tautog are a lot of fun. You got to strike a half second before they bite.
Yeah. Yes, the old adage was, if you're feeling them bite, your bait's gone.
Yeah, you're too late. Your bait's already gone. So, yeah. But they're also a very good eating fish as well, the tautog. So.
Actually, yeah, that's their problem.
Yeah, it is their problem, and they're too popular, unfortunately. So, as are the sea bass, but that's, you know. But
I love both of them, and you know, sometimes people will ask you what's your favorite fish, and then you have to sort of think about it. You know?
Yeah,
I eat this fish like 3 times a week for the rest of my life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and sea bass fall in that category.
Sea bass is a good one. So is tautog, of course, and those are readily available. Striped bass in the smaller sizes are good. We don't have them here. We have them close as the Bay Bridge Tunnel, but I don't know if you've ever eaten cobia or not, Keith, but I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Lemon fish.
I've caught a few down by the Bay Bridge Tunnel.
Yeah.
Most of them I've caught down at Cape Hatteras.
Yeah.
There's stake those things out and put a little bit of olive oil on them and some Lowry seasoned salt, and on the grill they go.
That's one way. I'll tell you another way to do it is wine, butter, and lemon juice. Saute them.
Yes.
And then let it and let everything cook down to a, you know, to kind of reduce it down and just, oh my goodness.
Oh, just, you know,
I'm getting hungry. Okay. I had some rabbit that I baked in turkey gravy of all things. And that was pretty dang good last night, so, you know. All right. I'm starting to get hungry.
Yeah, you're getting me hungry.
Yeah, I know. All right.
I love rabbit.
Let me do our last break, and we'll come back and wrap it up if that's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your headquarters for hunting and fishing. You know, the services, I don't talk much about the services, but they do have a lot of great services there. I mean, they'll wind line for you on your reel. They do have rod and reel repair. Great time to get everything fixed up now is wintertime. You know, get your rods and reels in shape. Don't forget, they have gunsmithing services. Lawrence is very busy. If you need a new scope put on, you need a repair done, Clyde's is your headquarters for that type of thing, too. Guns, ammunition, full-line Browning dealer, Thompson Center muzzle loaders, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9, 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website. Be sure to check it out, and we'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Every now and then, you tag a nice buck or a pretty drake duck, or you get a chance to go out west or Canada, Alaska, even Africa on a big game hunt. Or your youngster bags his first deer or goose. Now, you want to preserve the memory of that hunt and honor that trophy. Don Travis has mounted thousands of game animals from around the world at his shop, Travis Taxidermy, near Chestertown. Don's mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, my pronghorn antelope, with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. I like visiting my account and seeing his mountain lion, his coos deer, his elk, and his wife's African lion, all mounted by Travis Taxidermy. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he is not. Nor is he the most expensive. In my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have transformed skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of the hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy at 410-778-4107 or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for 40 years.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, we're back with Keith Lockwood, Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service, and you are the recreational fishing outreach head guy, I guess. Right, Keith? Something like that?
Something like that.
All right.
What happens when you've been around a long time?
Yeah. Your title increases by decades.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, we've been talking about winter fishing opportunities. We talked about tidal rivers. We talked about some freshwater. We talked about trout. We talked about offshore stuff. And, you know, just want to wrap it up by telling people that there's plenty of opportunities out there to fish in the winter if they want to brave the weather and do it.
Yep. Just pick your day. And don't let the cobwebs warm on your fishing tackle.
Exactly right. Yeah, you get it all shined up and get ready for spring. But you can keep it warmed up by here in Maryland, especially with plenty of fishing opportunities all the way around the state. So, like you said, pick your days, explore a new area. You know, find a new pier, find a new place to fish. Find a new boat ramp. Check out a new species. You know, try for catfish if you never have. Try for pickerel if you never have. Try for bass if you never have. You know, there's other things out there than striped bass. So, you know, take a trip up to Western Maryland and enjoy the weather. Just be careful in the snow and check out the trout fishing opportunities there too. So, and we got plenty of places, state parks and places that you can go to also find some opportunities too. So. All right. Well, look, we have a caller here that wants to know. Jeff, good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. Very informative show. My dad's got a mid-60s Browning automatic 5 shotgun.
A5, okay. Yep.
And I was just curious as to whether or not you might know the value of it.
Without seeing it, no, because value's based on a couple of things. Value's based on where it's manufactured. Value's based
Belgium.
On it's a Belgium gun. Okay. I'm going to assume you are internet savvy, Jeff. You can Google or Bing Browning shotgun values made in Belgium. And there's a site there that'll tell you probably what you need to do, but need to know. If it were me, I'd take it down to Clyde Sport Shop, who's been dealing since 1957, and they can probably help you more than anybody.
Perfect. Very good.
All right. 242-6108 is their phone number, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, right there in Lansdowne off Beltway 9. Got it?
I'm sorry. It was
242-6108. 6108, yep.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Jeff. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Let me know what you find out, okay?
Oh, I absolutely will. Thank
All right,
you.
Good. All right, here's an interesting question. Timothy, bring him up here. We'll get him. Timothy, good morning. What's your question?
Yeah, good morning. Just real quickly, I know you guys do fishing and hunting a lot, but do you have any tips for lowering the risk of getting barnacles stuck to the bottom of your boat?
Keith? Good bottom paint.
They've got some pretty interesting, anti-fouling bottom paints out there.
Yep.
And
go to your local marina and have them coat your boat.
Yeah, and that's what I did last year. And man, I bought out at Middle River, marine out there, Middle River.
Hey, Tim, buddy, I'm sorry, we're out of time. We got to go. And Keith, thank you very much. Appreciate your time, buddy.
It was fun talking.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Take care.
All right, bye bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that does it for another. Outdoorsman Radio Show, celebrating 25 years. Get out, stay out.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided.